Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today we're going to be checking out Balancing the Christian Life. Their website, you guessed it, balancingthechristianlife.com. And according to our good friends at Apple Podcast, their description is, Balancing the Christian Life helps Christians grow. It focuses on practical ways to improve relationships with each other and God and what it means to be a digital disciple. Now, I got to say this right up front. I'm a Christian. I think Jesus was way cool. If you actually look at what he said, way cool. And what I like about this description is this is not your grandpa's like Jesus, for lack of a better phrase. And some people are like, oh, Jesus never changes. Okay, easy. But what I mean by this is talking to people today. This is not onward Christian soldiers on a pipe organ kind of description. So I'm loving that. And we're going to listen to an episode called It's a Disruption, Not an Interruption. And for the record, he has episodic artwork. I'm going to be listening to that here in Overcast right after I remind you about one little thing. And that is, of course,
the following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and it goes a little something like this.
In this episode of Balancing the Christian Life, we talk to preacher Mark Roberts about how digital tools are influencing Christianity. Welcome to Balancing the Christian Life. I'm Dr. Kenny Embry. We'll talk about how to be better people and better Christians in the digital age. Let's go. Thanks for joining me. This is the last episode I'll be doing in 2020, and I want to sincerely thank all of you for being a part of this journey. I'll have another episode next week, and I'll talk about some of the directions for the podcast then, but last week, I found out my podcast is in the top 5% of all podcasts for listenership, and that isn't possible without you. I've also had some amazing...
Where, though? That's a big question there, because if it's an Apple, I'm like, wow, that's impressive. If it's in, like... Earl's Jesus group thing. Okay, just saying.
Also had some amazingly positive reaction to what I've been doing. In my reviews, R.C. DeProf wrote, just what we need right now. The content here is of value for anyone who follows God and or seeks to know him more. The podcaster has a voice and speaking style that's very easy on the ears. Highly recommended.
I will say, I think I talk fast. I'm going to double check and make sure I'm on WebEx speed, but it's cool. I'm not complaining.
Thanks.
Yep, that's
the and I have at. Just started trying to get financial supporters and was simply blown away by the response.
I got to say that. That's the one thing. If you turn around and start pimping money, the one thing, what's the one thing that the stereotypical Christian does is, hi, welcome to the podcast. Give me money. So I'm kind of glad that you're not doing that. I'm hoping you're not going to beg for cash before we get to the meat and potatoes, because otherwise I'm going to be disappointed. Let's see.
I'm trying to put together something which is valuable to Christians, and I hope I'm reaching that goal. I also want to thank all of my guests, Chris Emerson, Darren Gurdis, Russell Clayton, Mark McCrary, Jason Romano, Matt and Jennifer Schmidt, Barry Britnell, Wyatt Taylor, Craig DeHutt, Stuart Peck, Legard Smith, and my dad. If you've missed any of those conversations...
You're starting to lose me, for the record.
I have gone through these both as an editor and a listener, and I keep getting something new and different from each of them. Today's episode is another one of those discovered gems for me. Nancy Curtis is a lifelong family friend and someone who understands my passion for digital discipleship.
I'm kind of confused because it says Mark Roberts and you're talking about Nancy.
Digital discipleship was an inherent change in how we worship. I knew I had to talk to him.
Okay.
This is my introduction to Mark, and he was both warm and sharp. Mark edits an online magazine, Pressing On, which profiles several guys who I think are doing great work. As you may know, I spent a lot of time editing the interviews, and I'm sure you'll notice this one is longer. Our conversation was about an hour long, and I've left most of it in. Mark and I cover a lot of ground, and I struggled to see where I could cut. I decided to leave...
I don't care how the sausage was made. I just want the sausage.
I decided to leave more in than usual, partially because I thought the conversation was that good. When I was growing up, we would call someone like Mark a character, and I mean that in the best possible way. He definitely has strong opinions, many which I share. But I think he sees both the advantages and disadvantages to online tools. One of the last questions I asked him was what the world looks like after the pandemic.
And in theory, if you would actually get to the interview, I would hear you ask him that and we could actually get to it.
After the pandemic. And I think Mark has one of the best answers I've heard in a while.
Well, if you would quit talking, we could hear it.
Heard in a while. Well, today it's my very great pleasure to be talking to Mark Roberts. Mark is somebody who's been preaching for a long time at the Westside Church of Christ.
Oh, see, normally that would be this. That is, my friend, the double intro. You just introduced Mark, and then the beginning of your interview is you introducing Mark. I don't know if you, and that's an easy one to do. A lot of times you don't realize that, but you introduced Mark, and then you introduced Mark. Let's keep going. I want to hear how this interview goes.
I'm at the Westside Church of Christ in Irving, Texas. He's also a prolific writer. He is somebody who is an editor for an online publication called Pressing On.
Yeah, you just said that.
By the way, it's not a very expensive publication. It costs $10 for the year. So if you're interested in that, look up pressingonmagazine.com. You can subscribe to it there. Mark is somebody who understands.
I'm really bored right now.
In a special way. And one of the things that sparked my interest in talking to Mark was he published an article not too long ago that talked about how digital discipleship might be changing what happens.
Now, if this was me in life, I'd hit the 60-second skip.
Kenny, thank you for thinking that I might know a little bit about some of this. This is a new area for all of us, and I think we're all trying to figure things out. And of course, the pandemic made it that much more urgent that we would figure some things out about digital discipleship.
Let me ask this first. It sounds like you've been preaching, what, about 20 years or so?
Oh, you're very kind. You and I are going to be friends if you continue to underestimate my age. I've been here at Westside almost 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't been that many places. So all combined, I've been preaching.
So we're going into his backstory.
36 years, I think.
Do I need this?
What's your background?
My parents are wonderful, godly people.
Do we care? Do I really need to know who his parents are to understand the disruption, not an interruption? This is my new pet peeve.
In a very deep way. That's always been a huge part of my life. Then went to college and met a very special young lady there.
Again, do I need to know anything about his wife when it comes to the topic of today? Is this adding value to my life?
Was going to make my first million before I was 30 because everyone knows money is the most important thing in life. Fortunately,
we're at 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Haven't really gotten anything that makes me go, ooh, that's interesting.
Tremendous help in growing up and maturing and seeing some better things. I'd received a lot of encouragement along the way. I did some fill-in preaching.
I'm about done.
Would make talks on Wednesday nights, teach Bible class, and there were a lot of people pushing me and saying, you really need to be preaching. You should think about preaching. Didn't think I could make my first million before 30.
We know how this story ends, so I don't need to hear it. Obviously, you went into preaching.
Very, very reluctant. But as I said, Dana helped me grow up a lot and helped me mature and rethink some things and finally made the decision that that really was what I needed.
Yeah, that's the honest. I'd quit here because I'm bored. I'm just bored. Another thing I need to mention here, you might not be recording at a high enough level because your guest sounds better than you do. You have a fair amount of hiss, and I was thinking about that. Is that me listening through the ears of a podcaster? And I'm like, it's an easy fix. So I just wanted to point that out. You have a fair amount of hiss when you record. I've said this before in many episodes. Tom Hanks, when he does Apollo 13, it's a great movie, does not come on and go, hey, before we start the movie, let's talk about technology in 1960, whatever, and then we'll get into space. No, they just start the story. There's a great book called Storyworthy. And in this case, instead of saying, where did you grow up? Did your parents know God? Does it matter? If he said, no, they were flaming atheists, does that make any difference on the topic we're talking about today? So, I mean, and you brought him on today. You said that when you read his magazine or you read an article. That's where you start because, Ken, I trust you as a listener that you're not going to bring on people that suck. So you say, hey, I'm bringing on Mark today. I read his article and it really made me think. He does this magazine. It's great stuff. And I'm really excited to talk to him. Wait till you hear what we learn about blank. Boom! Into the interview. Don't need this backstory stuff. Now, if he, and this always sounds really crude, I don't care about Mark until Mark gives me something of value. Then I might go, well, where did this guy come from? And in that, I don't need to know about his parents. That works with Mark Maron because he's interviewing celebrities. And maybe Mark is a celebrity in the Christian, you know, genre or whatever, but I was bored out of my gourd. I wanted to get into, again, let's go back to that description. Balancing the Christian life helps Christians grow. Did you tell me anything in the first 5 minutes that made me grow? It focuses on practical ways to improve relationships. Nope, not the part I heard, with each other and God and what it means to be a digital disciple. I wanted to hear what the heck is a digital disciple. So for me, you lost me on this guy's backstory. And I, what this is, and this is that noise I keep talking about. There's a lot of podcast noise out there and people think stories are great. And there are people that say your backstory is important, and it might be like your backstory might be important to your audience, but that guy's backstory I could care less about. He's a guest. Why is he on here? Let's get to, like, what's the one thing that that guy could answer that only he could answer? And I'm pretty sure whatever that is has nothing to do with who his parents are, where he went to school. I don't know. He just lost me. I was bored. So if you would like your show right here, again, Honest First Impressions, and that's why I finally stopped it, because I was like, you know what? If I was listening to this, I'd stop. And it's kind of hard for me to do. I'm a teacher at heart, and I hate to kind of say negative things, but that's the honest truth. And your mom probably said it was brilliant. Honey, it's a brilliant podcast. And I'm here to say, moved a little slow for me. And again, remember, it's just my opinion. But if you would like to be on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the button, and you can get your show right here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there is always room for improvement. Take care. Enjoy your ride.